This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to the United Stand. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and this is your latest Manchester United news. And first of all, I've got to apologise because on the 8 o'clock show last night, we were aware of the Kobbie Mainoo Instagram post. And I'll put my hands up and say, this is a story. It's a big story. It's a big problem for Manchester United. And it was one, admittedly, that I desperately tried to ignore and sweep under the carpet as irrelevant. But actually, it is. And if we're going to be consistent here, there are other players that we have called out for behaviours not dissimilar to this that ultimately caused the Amorim versus Mainoo story to continue. So we have to look at it and we have to discuss it and we have to say more drama and we have to say stop this and we have to say why is this happening? And I think the club has a massive part to play because if, as I fear, the player is annoyed that he didn't get his move, then why did the club force him to stay and force that upon the manager? Because the manager's principle is, if a player doesn't want to be here, move them on. And if Mainoo doesn't want to be here, we should have moved him on. And the answer was to bring a midfielder in. And if the club has actually said, you're staying, you're not getting a midfielder, then this comes down to the club and not Amorim or Mainoo. And that would be an incredible way to run a football club to say, I know you want to go, but you're not going. And I know you want him to go so you can replace him, but you're not doing that either. Get on with it. Ow. You know, that's crazy. But look, let me give you the context. So essentially, Instagram post from Mainoo, training pictures, absolutely fine. And then the journalist Nathan Salt basically said that Mainoo sharing a picture from the movie Whiplash, which is a guy screaming while he's on the drums, which is on Cobby's story, is an interesting one because it's about a rising star that can never seem to satisfy their mentor or coach. I've never seen the film. Apparently it's very good. Whiplash. Young drummer can't please his coach no matter how hard he tries. Also had a message from Connor who said, Mainoo's fourth picture on his Instagram was of Miles Teller in a film called Whiplash. In the film, he plays a character who is massively talented at playing the drums, but his mentor constantly undermines him and downplays his talent and even lets others who are obviously worse play in concerts over him. It results in the character basically having a mental breakdown as he feels like no matter what he does, he'll never be good enough. I think people are seeing the post Mainoo has done as him saying, no matter what I do, I'll never be good enough to play, so what's the point in staying or trying, essentially. That, along with the Free My Boy from Cole Palmer, looks to confirm that the message he's trying to send. I don't even know if you read these, but I thought I'd explain it. Well, thank you very much to Connor. Thank you very much to everybody else. And look, my big issue with this is that the youth of today live their life through social media. They express their life through social media. A mood with a bit of music is so instantly gratifying for them, you're never going to stop it. Manchester United cannot ban people from using social media. And unfortunately, it is a way to express emotion. And that is a problem when you are a football club like Manchester United, which is on its arse and very toxic. We shouldn't have this because this destabilizes whatever project we're trying to build. And whether Mainoo intended that, I don't think he's stupid. In fact, I know he's not stupid. And I know the people around him aren't stupid. So is it a massively naive coincidental thing? Or is it actually sending a message? And the question is, the answer is, we don't know. Therefore, it's sending the message. He might have done that because he's working really hard and he likes the film. He might have done it to send the message that my coach is a twat. Like, we don't know, but the ambiguity basically sends the message to some people that the coach is a twat, and therefore the Mainoo versus Amorim thing carries on. This is bad, bad, bad from the club, because when that transfer window closes on Monday night, it shouldn't be, told you you were staying, get to work. It should have been, right, you're staying, how do we make this work? And clearly, a few days later, it doesn't feel like that's happened, which therefore, to me, falls onto the club again for mismanaging what is clearly, potentially, a very, very big issue. There are people out there that don't like Amrim in this fan base and will back Mainoo on this. And there are people out there that will not want to see another young player behaving on social media like previous players have. It wasn't too many years ago where every international break, we had a Pogba story. It's not that long ago where we had Garnacho walking around in a Villa shirt. Now, Mainoo's not doing that, but we don't want any indication of any Man United player doing that. And why is it always Manchester United? So I just think that, look, it could be a storm in a teacup, and I hope it is, but the fact that it's out there, and I've never seen the film and people are reading it that way, I think it's problematic. I mean, I read a tweet today, this morning, who was it from? It was from at United Benny, and they said, Mainoo is treading on dangerous ground. If he doesn't take care, he will go down just like other players who don't reach the top because they're arrogant. If he doesn't know who he should try, Amrim, he will rot on the bench the whole of the season. I just think, look, ultimately, that's just a random tweet. But my message is this. Social media did not exist when I grew up watching the class of 92, Roy Keane, Eric Cantona, etc. David Beckham, towards the end, loved Manchester United, but didn't have a great relationship with Sir Alex Ferguson. And Sir Alex Ferguson loved Manchester United, but didn't have a great relationship with David Beckham. If social media had existed, maybe David Beckham would have used it in a very similar way, because he loves United and is frustrated, and Sir Alex is not giving him, you know, what he feels he deserves, and Sir Alex is frustrated with him. But only one person can win, the one that says manager on the door. As a player, you are not a manager, and you should not be politicising Manchester United fan base for your own agenda. And that is how some people will read this, that you are undermining the manager by going public to garner affection. What is a social media post if it is not a statement to the public of, I'm doing this? So if that drummer thing is a subtle dig at anyone who's watched the film about Amrim, you have politicised your opinion in a footballing sense. There's a better word than politicised, but you know what I mean. You are basically arming your fan base against the manager, whether you like it or not. And a player shouldn't be doing that. You are paid by Manchester United Football Club. You are a, you know, symbol of that football club every time you put the shirt on. And you are a representative of Manchester United fans and the club. And you shouldn't be undermining the manager in any way, shape or form, because respect is absolutely essential when you look at any success this football club has ever had. There has to be a leader, there has to be a manager, and you have to respect it, whether you agree with it or not. That, for me, is written. And that, you know, has to be the way. And I loved David Beckham, and I was gutted when he left Manchester United, but at no point did I say Sir Alex Ferguson out. We lived in a different world. You know, I didn't have access to X where people were going Sir Alex out. And I'm sure it would be a very different world if we relived a lot of the things that happened in the past with social media. I mean, can you imagine Cantona's kick, what social media would have been like? You know, it would have been way worse. You know, there would have been all sorts of stuff going on. David Beckham, when he kicked out in the 98 World Cup, would have been way worse. But the manager must always be right. And you know, that's what you employ them for. Because ultimately, if they're wrong, they lose their job. And he ain't going to lose his job because Mainoo thinks he should be in the first team and he's not getting his chances. I mean, he literally started against Grimsby. So, look, I just think that I look at this and I look at the club. I look at this and I say, you've got a very frustrated player in Mainoo who may be descending towards something we don't want to, or may just be feeling disillusioned. You need to manage that. And there were two ways to manage that. You either solve it within house or you move him out. He wanted to go on loan and you said no. So why have you not solved this problem? Why is this still occurring days after the window's closed? You've forced him to stay. You need to treat him better. You know, you can't force him to stay and put him in a situation where he's still very, very frustrated. As for Cole Palmer, don't give a toss. Free my boy or whatever. Mate, you play for Chelsea. You know, Cole Palmer is just a big banter merchant. I don't even care. Like, if Belaba had done this at Brighton and Cunha had put free my boy, we'd have all celebrated it. I ain't got a problem with Cole Palmer. He's just bantering Man United fans and he's probably bored on the international break because he's injured. They have a lot of time. They're on social media. He might be watching this right now. I doubt it, but you never know. I ain't got a problem with Cole Palmer. You know, maybe he does want Maynou at Chelsea. Maybe Maynou wants to go to Chelsea. I don't know. But all I'd say is if Cunha did that to Belaba, we'd all be celebrating it. So I'm not interested in that at all. What I am interested in is why Maynou's putting in that drummer in the middle of a training photo about a guy who basically is being abused in the sense of not being valued by his coach. That's not a good thing. And the message, whether it's meant to be like that, has come out like that to some people. And United need to get a hold on this. They need to get a hold on this because worst case scenario is Maynou's really unhappy. And we have to consider that. Maybe Maynou is really unhappy. Maybe worst case scenario, that message is, I don't want to be here under this coach. I don't feel valued. I wanted to go and I'm now a prisoner. Maybe that's how he feels. In which case, he did ask to go and United forced him to stay. So, you know, he shouldn't be doing that on social media, but maybe he is unhappy. Maybe he does want to go. He certainly said he wanted to go on loan. Maybe that's the case. Maybe Amrin wanted him to go, but wanted a replacement. So maybe both parties don't actually want to work together. And you might want them to work together, and I want them to work together. But if they don't want to work together, why did the club force it? Oh, because we don't want to spend on a midfielder. And that's the worst case scenario. Maynou wants to go. Amrin wanted him to go, but there needed to be a midfielder that came in and the club wouldn't do it, which makes the lack of a midfield signing even worse. So look, that's worst case scenario. Best case scenario, Amrin wants Maynou, wants him to work and get into that team. And Maynou's going to work. He's just a little bit pissed off because it's the international break and he's not in the England team. And maybe when we get back for Man City and he's involved, everything starts to get better because he has to work hard here. There's no point bumping your gums or being moody about it. Best case scenario. But I think it's just another example of not managing it well. And that's my opinion. I want to get into your opinions because I just think, again, why is it always Manchester United that can't control their players?
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
And that's the statement, isn't it? Why can't Manchester United control their players? Liverpool don't seem to have much of a problem with it. Arsenal don't seem to have much of a problem with it. Newcastle, all right, Isak went on strike to get a move to Liverpool. I know we're a big football club, but we nurture this mentality where it's okay to send a message out on social media. Amad's done it. Garnacho's done it. You know, Amad's liked posts. Garnacho's done it. Rashford's done it. Sancho's done it. Off the top of my head, that's just a few that I know have liked, post or done stuff. Why is it Man United players are empowered to express their opinions openly on social media when they're paid hundreds of thousands of pounds a week? I know Maynou's not, but why don't they respect the club? Why don't they respect the fans? Why do they respect their own expression of feeling over professionalism for the club? And I don't mean the Glazers or Sir Jim. I mean us, the fans. Why don't you respect the fans enough just to go, I am in a fortunate position to be playing for Manchester United. I love it. I respect it. And the only people that matter to me are the fans. Why do players become islands to their own brand and their own needs? I'm not saying it's a problem to do it. The question is, why do they do it? Each individual is able to do what they want. Ronaldo is a very self-focused brand and always has been. You know, in many ways, the club comes secondary. He works hard, he's a professional, but he's Ronaldo. Why do Manchester United create these types of personalities? I can deal with it if it's Ronaldo and Messi and Zidane and everything like that. But we create the ego before we create the player. And it's always at Manchester United. And I do wonder if being the biggest club in the world with the most eyes, the big followings. I mean, look, if you are a 20-year-old midfielder at Everton, you haven't got 3.3 million followers on Instagram. You might not even have 300,000. And I think this is the problem at Manchester United, is that you get one sniff of potential or a new signing and you're thrown into this amazing fan base, but it's massive. And then you've got a massive audience. And then you've got people around you saying this brand deal, this move, this contract. And then suddenly you lose focus of why you're big. You're big because of Man United. You're big because of us. And they start to think about their own needs and I'm not getting this, I'm not getting that. Ultimately, my message to any new signing or young player is, what a privilege. And you'll look back on this at the end of your career and go, I either took it or I messed it up. Because there's nothing bigger than Manchester United. Even from the late 60s to the early 90s when we didn't win a league, Manchester United are still massive. We will always be massive. And we're massive because of the fans and the history. We're not massive because of the Glazers or Sir Jim Ratcliffe. We're not massive because of the players. We're massive because of the name and the fans and what Manchester United means. And those that don't respect that become a problem. And I don't understand why we attract so many that don't respect that. I understand it from agent. I understand it from friends. I understand it from family members. But the players themselves, why do they not respect you and I and the name Manchester United? Why are we always a story because there's people falling out? I look at the Amrin versus potential Mainoo thing, or the Amrin versus Garnacho thing, or the Ten Hag versus Sancho thing, or, you know, maybe Mourinho versus, you know, Luke Shaw or whoever. I look at all of that and I go, why is this happening? And it's weak ownership, as per usual. We have a very public, weak ownership who are mercenaries. And if you think footballers are so stupid that they don't realise that we're run badly, shit rolls downhill, basically. We are not run in a proper way. We are not respected by our fans in how we are run. We are not respected in football by how we are run. So how do you expect the players to respect how we're run? And therefore, we just have these situations coming around all the time because there is no structure or respect or integrity in the way that Manchester United is run. We're Manchester United and that's it. You've got ex-players saying we're Manchester United. You've got fans saying we're Manchester United, but the club is not running that way. We've only just rebuilt bloody Carrington. We're going to knock Old Trafford down. We're a bloody embarrassment on the pitch. Maybe it's little wonder that we constantly find ourselves in these situations where players have issues. I mean, look, for me, manager tells me I'm part of his plans. I've got to work hard. I'm working hard. I'm not getting a picture from bloody something about Mary or Die Hard to try and send some message because there's a line in the film that makes me feel like, you know, shit. I'm not interested in that. The only pictures I'm putting out is training and I'm going to work hard. The window's shut. I can't go anywhere. It's like moaning because, you know, you've been grounded by your parents for a week and, you know, you're grounded. You know, you're not going out. The only way you're going to go out is if you start behaving and work hard and maybe wash the pots and, you know, tidy your room, and maybe day three you'll be out. But you can't start moaning within days of a window being closed. It's gone. The opportunity's gone. Get your head down and work. It's not a bad job. It's not a bad job, is it? Let me have a look at what some of you are saying here. Sorry, it's just frozen a little bit here. I'm slightly early this morning because I've got a match to go to this morning. Nothing like significant that's on the telly, but Robert McCormack says, I have no issue with May. It's my daughter playing. I have no issue with Mainoo. He's not getting minutes in a bad team with lesser players playing badly in his place. Kid wants to play football. But Robert, that's so hypocrisy, mate. I'm sorry. I know we don't always agree, but that's such hypocrisy because I've got no issue with what you're saying. Mainoo's not getting the minutes in a bad team with lesser players playing badly in his place. Kid wants to play football. I got no issue with that statement. But why is it being played out publicly? Why are you putting a picture of a drummer out there where some people will see it as you taking a pop at Amrin? Did he play well against Grimsby? Did he tear it up against Grimsby when he started the game, or was he average? So I do have a problem with it. You've been asked to work hard, and you're right, Robert. That midfield's shit, really shit, and he can't get in it. He should have been playing against Grimsby 9 out of 10. Why didn't he put a 9 out of 10 in? Why was he just okay? He wasn't terrible, but why was he only okay for 90 minutes? Like, why after that game did he put out he wanted to leave when he might have started the game against Burnley if he kept his mouth shut and worked hard? So I agree with you. I agree with you. He should be playing in that midfield. He's a ridiculously talented player. But why is he putting out transfer requests straight after his first start of the season where he didn't play that well? Also, who is he to be public? Who is he to be putting public stuff out and playing the Maino show? I'm just playing devil's advocate, but I have an issue with it, Robert, because if that was Garnacho or Anthony Martial or Paul Pogba, it'd be a very different story. But because it's Maino and he's from the youth and he's British, you know, and he's played for England and we want him in the England team, I've got no issue with him undermining the manager. I've got no issue with him undermining the club. Let him play it out publicly. I haven't got an issue with it because he's talented and he should be in the team. He played against Grimsby, he was average. He's been asked to work hard. He's a brilliant player. Get your head down and work. That's all we're saying. I'm a massive fan of Maino. I think he should be in the team, Robert, but I do have an issue with players sending subliminal messages on Instagram in an international break when the window is shut. Get your head down and work. Respect the badge and respect the fans. I don't care about arguments with owners or managers. Respect the badge, respect the fans, and prove them wrong. Simple as that. And also, how does this benefit Amrim? How does this benefit us? We haven't got much of a midfield, and you're telling me we've got a midfielder that's not very happy. Just needs to stop. Maino needs more, doesn't have enough Premier League attributes, says Russell. St. Blanco says, you always say that Bruno has no discipline in the midfield, but you always start the show an hour early. Hope you're well. It's got absolutely nothing to do with anything, but thank you very much, St. Blanco. He will stay unhappy until the manager picks him, says Robert McCormack. But there's unhappy and there's motivated. Like, I remember David Beckham in the 98 World Cup. He should have started the first game and Hoddle dropped him for Anderton, who'd been injured for the previous year because he was a bloody favourite. And he humiliated him in public, in a press conference. Now, David Beckham just got his head down, waited for his opportunity, scored a bloody good free kick against Colombia and worked his way back into the team. Like, guess what? Breaking news. Life's not fair. Things don't happen for you that you think you deserve. Do you scream and shout and moan injustice, or do you work harder and prove these people wrong? Sit your haters down. Sit your doubters down. If you're good enough, you will rise to the top. If you give up and moan, you will damage your chances of doing that. Work harder. Prove yourself. Maino is better than Casemiro. Maino is better than Ugarte. I think Maino is better than Bruno in the midfield. I think he's our best midfielder. Prove it. Prove it. It's as simple as that. And people are going, well, how can he prove it? How can he prove it if he doesn't get a chance? He literally started against Grimsby. In Whiplash, Andrew stay on grind. His coach eventually has no choice but to respect the grind. I think that's the message, a positive message, says Sanska. Exactly. And I want to see the positive. But unfortunately, you can also flip it the other way. And some people have. And I just want to see a stop to this type of thing because it generates a story of division and toxicity. And we don't need it. Manchester United, the clue is in the name. We need to be united. We need people like Maino to be the future of this football club and part of the vision of this rebuild. In a year's time, Casemiro's gone, Bruno's gone, and Ugarte may be a flop. Maino would be the only midfielder we've got left. You know, he is our only hope at the moment. And we don't want that to disappear because of bad advice and bad, you know, what we're trying to do here is put out fires. We don't want fires. And that's why, you know, I didn't really want to talk about it last night. But having seen it all overnight and this morning, I think you have to. But I think we need to put this fire out and say, look, just get your head down and work. You know, if you want to be on social media, fine. But let's not be putting messages out that could be read both ways. Like, you do not want to be going down that road. And not for 1 minute have I ever heard or been told or seen any evidence that he's anything like Garnacho or anything like that. You know, he doesn't want to leave Man United. It was a, you know, a desperation loan plea because he wants to play. But he can play for Manchester United. There is zero discipline in these kids, and Cole Palmer should focus on Garnacho's behaviour, says Christian. I wouldn't even bring Cole Palmer into it. I think Cole Palmer's an irrelevance. He is well within his rights to go public, especially if the club are failing him behind the scenes. And that's exactly what's wrong with the modern football fan. Thank you very much, Cade, for your super chat. But I'm sorry, I think you represent what is wrong with modern football, that you think it's okay when you're employed by somebody to go public and undermine your employer. I don't think it's good at all. I think it lacks professionalism, it lacks respect, and most of all, it causes the club I love to have more stories about it that divide and conquer our fan base. So I don't think he's got within his right to do that at all. I don't think Garnacho's within his right to wear a Villa shirt. I think there should be some respect for this great football club personally, but you represent a new breed who focus on player FC and value player FC over club FC. And we've seen the development of this over the last decade. It is what it is. You know, Cade actually deserves his voice because he represents something that does exist, whether I like it or not. There are people out there that champion players over a club. And that is the modern world that we live in. And to ignore it would be foolish and disrespectful because it's part of modern football. The biggest miss of the transfer window was not getting Dumfries. His cheap release clause would have been perfect, says Jamel. I mean, I'd love to be talking about getting a right wing back, mate, but we didn't even get a midfielder. But, you know, I think Dumfries would solve a problem down that right-hand side. You're right. Mainly was very poor against Grimsby, says DV. I don't think he was poor. I thought he was average. But it baffles me that you moan about game time, you get given 90 minutes against the League Two side and you're average, and then the next day you say you want a loan move. And it's almost like you've just literally had 90 minutes. Like, why was the loan move? Did you realise you're not good enough for Man United? Like, come on, you're going to get opportunities. He's just such a talented player. He should be starting for Manchester United. And you know what worries me is it almost exposes the problem at Manchester United. Leaks, stories. There's so much effort put into what the public think. Oh, I'm working. You know, I don't even know what the message is, but we've seen it with other players. There's such an obsession with not being the one to blame. You know, I'm not the one to blame. It's this. We've seen it after bad results with Rangnick. Oh, there's, you know, all these leaks coming out. You're a footballer. You're paid to be a bloody footballer. The only headlines that should be written are about how you performed on a Saturday or a Wednesday or a Sunday or a Tuesday. Like, you know, you don't need to be putting out posts of PR in between games. You write the headlines on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon. That's what you do. That's where you should be judged. And we've got some very, very talented players. But they're underperforming. We're underperforming as a team. There's not one player at Man United that's actually playing at the level they should be consistently. Even the likes of Yoro and De Ligt and Cunha and Mount and Bermo, who've been very exciting this season, we're only three games in. Three games doesn't make a, you know, season. Like, everybody needs to be operating at a much higher level, on a more consistent level. And look, we're in a battle this season. We said last night it's sink or swim. Brilliant show last night. Explained. I'm not going to get into it. But if we're in a battle, we need to be battling, you know? I didn't see the bullies yesterday in school. I hope I don't see them on Monday. You helped me. Thanks, says Coolio. Well, if you are being bullied, Coolio, I hope you're reporting it and getting some support, because nobody wants to hear about that. And thank you very much. Hope you're doing well. Enjoy your weekend. Emily Derry says, the only message, I mean, when I say we no one wants to hear about that, we do want to hear about people who are struggling. But what I'm saying is make sure you're telling people that can support you in that reality. Emily Derry says, the only message that has been inferred thus far has been from a journalist putting a post and response together to make a story, says Emily Derry. I disagree with you, Emily. I don't normally disagree with you because that's exactly the stance I wanted to take. And I wasn't even aware of what that meant. But unfortunately, Emily, I would like to agree with you that it's a journalist just taking a picture and turning it into something else. But the reality is I've not seen that film. And people who've seen that film are saying that story is very much about somebody who works really, really hard and isn't appreciated
by their mentor. And unfortunately, if you put that out there, you might mean I'm working really hard like this drummer and I will triumph through adversity. It might mean I'm working really hard and I'm not appreciated. And unfortunately, Emily, I want to see this story as an overreaction. But this is how a lot of people operate in social media now. They put something out that has two meanings so that, you know, I didn't mean that, but if people want it to mean that, hey. And I think that's the problem. And that's why I didn't want to talk about it last night. But this morning, I feel it has to be spoken about because you can read it both ways. And we just need to stop these messages going out of both ways. All the only message we want is Mainoo in that team working hard and Amrin picking him. That's the only message. The window is shut. And I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the drama. I'm tired of the division. As I said, if it is worst case scenario and Mainoo's unhappy and Amrin didn't want him, why did the club keep him? Why did Sir Jim Ratcliffe get involved? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. But the big thing is, I don't want this Amrin versus Mainoo thing, which will now happen, especially in an international break. Especially in an international break when people don't have a lot to talk about, this might have been a little fire that no one could see. It will now become a forest fire that everyone can see because it's the international break. And the negative people who don't want Amrin in will use this as a reason. But no game on the Saturday, but here we go. Here's a loss for Amrin we can get in on. And, you know, that's why we do need to talk about it because I think it needs to be a fire that we put out and say, look, I want Mainoo to play more, but he's got to work harder because he didn't play that well against Grimsby. And no player, people moan about Bruno playing every week. Oh, he shouldn't play every week. Why does he play every week? Because he's Bruno Fernandes. And then people are going, Mainoo should play on reputation. Hypocrites. No player should play for Man United on reputation. You've got to earn it. And that's basically what Amrin is saying. I want Mainoo in the team, but I haven't seen him have a really good game for Man United in a long time. So when he comes into that team, which I'm sure he will, he's got to play well because he's a brilliant player. Players are angry at the managers all the time for not playing. Ruben needs to speak to him and sort it out because we haven't had him until January at least, says Trishan. Look, that's a problem in itself. I don't know how Man United solve that problem. If you don't pick a player and they get moody and they go public, you've got the wrong player at the club. Some people used to drop, I remember Sir Alex Ferguson, he would drop a player out of the blue to give him a kick up the arse, to refocus them. You'd see it sometimes, it would just happen with a Scholes or a Beckham or a Giggs. You'd leave them out the team for a game. And technically they'd been dropped, but then they'd come back and it'd be a kick up the arse. It was a tactic. In the modern game, you drop a player, they might be on social media. Like, it's another thing that a manager can't do anymore. I remember reading an article with Mourinho saying, I can't treat players the way I did 15 years ago because I'll have an agent and a CEO in my office on the Monday morning saying, why didn't you pick him? You know, this, that, and the other. So, you know, you have to manage the players differently, but yeah, there are players out that respond to that. Do you think Amrin gives him enough minutes that he won't force a move in January, says Rory? I want Mainoo in that team, Rory, because if he doesn't give Mainoo minutes, he's giving them to Casemiro, and that worries me a lot. One Inch Wonder says, Mainoo has one average game and he'll be dropped. Casemiro, Ugarte are constantly average and there are no consequences. Give Kobbie run of games. Well, that's a load of shit, mate. That's a load of shit, isn't it? Because Casemiro couldn't get a sniff for about 6 weeks between January and February. And Ugarte hasn't been able to get a sniff for about the last 2 months. So come on, you know, let's be reasonable. Amrin will zone out a player for 2 months in that midfield. He's done it with Ugarte, he's done it with Casemiro, and he's doing it with Mainoo. You know, but he will put you back in the team if you work hard. Casemiro, I didn't think there was a way back. Suddenly starts load of games. Ugarte was in the team. I thought, there's not a way out. And then now he can't get in the team. The name in front of the shirt matters more than the club, says Wesley. Not on the back. We have created a childish group of moaning players, Red Devils, says Wesley. And Brian says a lot of it's on the club. I do agree with this. These young players are soft. First sign of a hardship, they cry, woe is me, instead of working hard, and it's pathetic. Liam says, do you think Mainoo could turn into Garnacho, who's taking charge of the discipline of our academy graduates? This is happening too often to be a coincidence, says Liam. Look, any player can be the next Garnacho. If they've got the wrong people around them and the wrong attitude, any player can become the next Garnacho. Marcus Rashford at 19 to Marcus Rashford at 26, completely different. You could see it on the pitch and you could see it off the pitch. Was he a product of the people around him? Probably. So, you know, I don't want to see this from Maney. I don't know whether he's got a good agent or a bad agent, whatever. Is he changing? I don't know. All I would say is he comes across as a really grounded individual with a very technical brain and a very big talent. Don't waste it on whatever's being said around you that's dragging this situation into what it is. Because when you're 40 and you look back, your career's gone. You get one. You are in the 0.001% in life of being a Man United player. That is incredible. You've worked for it. It's incredible to be in that situation. Don't waste it on brand deals and people telling you you're worth more and you shouldn't be treated like this. You will look back on it in your 40s and go, I had such an opportunity, I'll never get it again. And I wasted it on people telling me this, that and the other, when actually the most important thing was to play football for Manchester United. That's all that matters. And I think some people lose sight of that. And you might miss the boat. You might miss that opportunity. You are so close to getting into that team. You are the best midfielder. You are the best talented midfielder, but you've got to work hard and you've got to be consistent. And when you do that, all the rewards that these people are talking about will be there anyway. It almost feels like, I need this now, I need this now, I need this now. You'll be in the England World Cup squad when you get in the Man United team. You'll get the money in the Man United team. You'll get it all. You just have to work hard. Maybe a little bit harder than, you know, is fair, but you just got to work hard. And it's worth it. It's worth it. But loads of people get these distractions, don't they? I mean, look at Trent at Real Madrid. Turns his back on his boyhood club and fans that, you know, love and respect him. Goes to Real Madrid. It's not going that well, is it? You know, money in football, great, but legacy, I think, is more important because the money comes with legacy anyway. Look at David Beckham, legacy and one of the richest players that's ever played the game. You do have players who chase the money, but where's the legacy? Palmer said, Three My Boy is in the third image. Someone who Palmer knows may be less sinister than... I don't really care what Cole Palmer said. It doesn't matter to me. He's a Chelsea player. As I said, if Cunha had done that, then we'd all be laughing. Do you think he's not trying in training, says Robert? I don't think anybody said he's not trying in training. I think the manager has a right to say, I think he can do better. Looks like Amrin needs a 200 million on the midfield, says Liam. Cobby simply doesn't have Premier League attributes, says Russell. We've done that one. Okay, thanks everyone for watching, because I'm approaching 10 and I'm not meant to be here for 10. We are back at 8 o'clock show tonight. Thank you very much for that. A whole show on that. But look, hopefully we've covered it all off. We just need Maney performing. Keep that shut and get on with it. The ego before the career at United is a symptom of a desperate club grasping at any positive to mask the incompetence and decline. Well, winning team photos and all this fake bollocks doesn't help, does it? You know, you put these players out there to try and cover the cracks, like Emily says, and then you moan when those players become so big that they can expose the cracks. It's a hypocrisy, isn't it? You know, the club is so shit, so we use players in PR positive ways to build, you know, to cover the cracks. Then those players become very big and popular, and they expose the cracks. Welcome to Manchester United. Take care, everyone. Have a great day. I'll speak to you all in a bit. And I'm back on the 8 o'clock show. Thanks for watching.